Obviously, when you made your selection, there were a few eyebrows raised over your NX2 selection, initially with the omission of Max Anstey, for instance. Maybe some echoes of 20 years ago when they also had to make some bold choices. But you do have a very strong team, and I guess looking at least being on the podium here on Sunday, what do you think?
I think there was no problem with the team selection. I mean, Tommy is like one of the best MX2 riders in the world. He proved that a couple of years ago, racing against Herlings all year. So there's no problems there. And I think all the three guys I've got this year are all talented and going really well at the moment. So hopefully if we can bring that confidence to this race, I think I don't see why we can't get on the podium or at least be fighting for the win as well.
How's the preparation been coming into this? Have you had a chance to get together? Obviously, Dean being in the US, it's a little bit difficult. But what about the other guys?
I mean, to be honest, the three guys I've got here are all professional riders. So basically, I went out with Dean yesterday and watched him ride and was quite happy the way he was going around the track. And I mean, Tommy has been getting back to the MX1 since his injury. And to be honest, his results have been roughly where they need to be. And I think getting back on the MX2 bike will boost him a little bit because he rides it very, very well. So I'm expecting to see the best things out of Tommy this weekend. And with Sean, he's been fabulous all year. He had a bit of a stumble at the second to last GB, but apart from that, he's been on target all year.
Sean, going to come to you, obviously riding MXGP this weekend. Back on the team for the first time since 2009. Had a solid season in MXGP. No? Solid season in MXGP. What do you feel is the minimum that Team GB should expect this weekend here in Latvia?
I think it's going to be a difficult one, obviously. You know, there's been a lot of hype this year. We have got three great riders. It's a track that should suit us, I think, especially with the way the weather's turned out beforehand. It's been nice and wet, let's say, the last couple of days, and the track's a bit more spongy than it would usually be, so I think it's going to cut up and suit us a lot more. It's hard to put an expectation on it because it's just one event. You know, it's, you need six good starts or at least five out of all three of us boys. And there's a lot can happen in motocross, especially with 40 riders going into that first turn. It's going to be quite chaotic, to say the least. But I do think if we all perform how we should perform, I think we're definitely looking at a podium. We haven't been on the podium for a fair few years anyway, and it'd be nice to get up on one of them steps this weekend, and I think that's got to be our main goal.
Obviously, no stranger to getting on the podium this year as well. Obviously, getting a podium in Lommel. Not as deep, but still sandy. If it rains, right up your street.
Definitely. I think, as I said, it's going to be softer than we usually have seen. We come here normally in, you know, the middle to the end of summer, so it's a lot harder. The actual base of the ground's a more sort of darker sand and, you know, a bit more stony, so this weekend it's ripped up nice and it's looking good, so a few big bumps out there, it should be right up my street.
Tommy, going to come to you, obviously riding MX2, dropping back to the MX2 class. How much time have you had on the 250? How much fun has it been? And have you got the same equipment as Dylan, or have you got your own setup engine-wise?
I got back on the 250 after the last GP, so we had a couple of weeks, which is plenty, really, to be fair. It don't really take much time to get back on a bike, 20 minutes, and you feel it's just any other mountain bike, really. So, but I've enjoyed riding it. I feel like I've prepared well and looking forward to it.
In the MXGP races, sometimes you're struggling with starts. Is that something you've worked on while you've been on the 250? And, you know, is it a pretty, really responsive bike for you? And do you think you'll be able to get some better starts this weekend?
Yeah, we've done some starts, but I mean, I always practice starts. And when I'm at home, I feel I get the whole shot every time. But it's only me doing the start. So, but then when now we're at this race, we'll see. I mean, I think I'm going to take the inside gates. That's going to be a big out for me. But and the start's pretty unfair here as well, which is going to be an advantage because I'm on the inside, then I should be able to sneak around and come in the top five. But I'm feeling good. The bike's really good. They're going to give me the best bike they've got, which I think the CLS 250 is very competitive, if not the best 250 we've got out there. So that gives me a lot of confidence going into the race.
Obviously, you just pulled some hole shots doing those practice starts. You've obviously won some motors as well, I take it.
I'd like to think I can get a good start
running
from this weekend.
Going to come to Dean. Dean, so you're Third Nations with Team GB. First impressions of the track coming in from the USA a couple of days ago?
The track looks pretty good. We just had a walk out and looked at it, and it looks pretty good. It's not too sandy, so I think it will be a fun racetrack.
Tommy just mentioned about we've got a tricky first corner here. Tactics are going to come into play, aren't they? Do you think those kind of tactics will play a major role in the outcome of this race? Who goes up the inside, who goes to the outside?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be on the inside gate, but as you know, it's a team race, so I'm going to probably have to give it to Tommy, and you know, hopefully I can get a good start from the outside. And it looks pretty difficult from the outside, but hopefully there's quite a few 250s lining up on the inside of us, and yeah, just do my best, and if I don't get a good start, just plug away and try and get to the front as soon as I can.
Okay, any questions for Team GB from the journalists, Adam?
Yeah, Tommy, is there a bit of unfinished business for you here? I mean, it was the last time you raced here on the 250, you had that bad luck with a wheel and some mechanical trouble, almost, you know, ruined the championship for you that year.
Yeah, I had a couple of DMAs the last time I was here, so that weekend went well. Hopefully this one will go a bit better.